It's coming. Holiday shopping season is officially here. No matter how silly we might think it is compared to some, it doesn't matter. There's still people you don't want to leave off your list. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. And don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast. And now is the perfect time to start crossing names off your list. It feels so good. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. There's a couple on the site I was looking at. There's a collection of sports, New York Times. They're sort of like scrapbooks that for specific teams, like baseball teams, NFL teams, well, they'll go through the history of the team using New York Times articles. And very cool. Like, as someone who, a weirdo who loves newspapers and sports, it's like perfect for me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/canon. That's uncommongoods.com/canon for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What's going on, everybody? It's your old buddy Troy LaValle here, and welcome back to the GCN News Minute. It is Monday, November 17th, and it's officially show week. That's the last time I can say that this year. We are rolling into Philly this weekend for the last two shows of the year. Glass Cannon Live Ascension comes to its climactic finish this weekend at City Winery during PAX Unplugged. Friday night, 7:30 p.m. is part one of the finale, and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. is part two. If you're a subscriber, you can listen to the audio on our subscriber Discord, as long as it works. I think it works. It usually works. But if you're gonna be in Philly, or if you're on the East Coast, what are you doing? Come watch the whole gang. Jared Logan's gonna be there. The whole cast is gonna be there. Christmas is gonna be there. And there's still a handful of tickets left, so grab them while you can, because we are planning to go out with a bang. Meanwhile, we are three episodes deep into our Shadow Dark campaign, and if you're a subscriber, I hope you've been checking out the sweet bonus content we've been dropping the day after each episode. Every time a new Shadow Dark episode hits, there's a little extra goodie waiting at the end of the day, both video and audio exclusively on our subscription service. So if you haven't jumped in yet, head over to jointhenache.com and subscribe today. And if all this OSR goodness has you fired up, you can catch Joe this Wednesday on Twitch, streaming the OSR-inspired video game Weepstone. Don't miss it. Skid says it's like if Shadow Dark was a video game. So check it out. That's going to do it for today. This has been the GCN News Minute, giving you all of your Glass Cannon Network news in under 60 seconds. Have a great week! Was that too much? Did that sound insincere? Have a great week.
Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. But the Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. And on the Vulgar History Podcast, we're going to be looking at the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal of the Regency era. Vulgar History is a women's history podcast, and our Regency era series will be focusing on the most rebellious women of this time. That includes Jane Austen herself, who is maybe more radical than you might have thought. We'll also be talking about queer icons like Anne Lister, scientists like Mary Anning and Ada Lovelace, as well as other scandalous actresses, royal mistresses, rebellious princesses, and other lesser-known figures who made history happen in England in the Regency era. Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlotta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Maloof in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.